This week on the show, we're drafting our fantasy credit games, seeing who will pick what'll be 2026's best games. I'm your host, Ewan, a little full of the cold today, and I'm joined by my fellow gamers and co-hosts, James.
Hello.
Brody.
Hello.
Shannon.
Hello.
And Harry.
Hello.
This is the Press Start Podcast, our weekly video game discussion podcast. Let's get on with the show. Alrighty, today guys, we are doing our Fantasy Critic picks for 2026. For the uninitiated, Fantasy Critic is much like Fantasy Football or the like. Each player is going to take on the role of a publisher deciding their slate of 2026 releases. Our publishers are fictional, but the games are very much real. We have to pick what we think are going to be, or what are going to be reviewed the best this year. You get 1 point for every game that reviews 70 or above on OpenCritic, with double points awarded for scores over 90. We'll take it in turns to pick six games each day, leaving room to add more games throughout the year as well. After we pick six games, we must all make a counter pick, selecting an opponent's game. We'll lose points that this game otherwise earns, so it's important to pick the game that you think will review the worst. Don't make the mistake I did last year and pick Claire Obscure, thinking, hey, it's the studio's debut game and it looks really ambitious. There's no way this works out. Of course it did, and I'm not going to say that necessarily lost me the whole year, but it definitely didn't help. There are rules around what games you can pick as well. No partial remakes, director's cuts, or ports, for instance. Anything in early access you can't already pick. And you can also drop one game prior to release. No questions asked, but any games confirmed not coming out in 2026, you can drop with no limit unless someone counter picks them. Now, I threw all those rules at you. Were there any questions, Shannon? Did you keep up with all that?
No. What about everyone else? Are we setting cheating rules this year that you can't share games that you're reviewing or talk to other people about what you're reviewing? That would be good.
Yeah,
didn't like help anyone.
It's also not required because it didn't happen last year. So
no,
didn't it?
Nobody picked any games they were reviewing. That's kind of an oath that we all take as well.
Yeah.
At this point in time, I don't know if anyone, maybe some of you are reviewing games that are on the soon-to-be-released list. Alright, well, I am sharing my screen here, so hopefully you can all see this, but we're still yet to decide our order that we're all going to go. I thought I'll do this.
Can you just, like, refresh it?
Refresh this? Did you rename, did you rename your publisher?
I didn't realize. Anyway.
Silent Thrills and Loud Spills. That's James's publisher. Okay, cool. So I'm going to do this for all of us to see. I'm going to set this draft order, and I'm going to do it randomly. I think this is what Brody and I decided to do. So there's no disputes. That's going to randomize the list. Did that change whatsoever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. No.
It did? Okay. I'm still in first spot. I really don't like that. I think Brody said he wanted to go fifth, so he's...
Well, because you get to go straight away again, so...
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be snaking, so Brody will get to go fifth and sixth. All right. Have you all got your games prepared? Are you ready to get underway?
Yeah.
Like, I think so.
We all sound nervous. Okay, this is it. Here we go. All right. Given I have to go first, I am not loving this. This is the position I'm at. I drafted first last time, I think, and the game that I picked came back and bit me in the bum, and I'm kind of hesitant to make the same mistake again. But then again, also, maybe I do. Maybe I do make the same mistake again. Or I throw a spanner in the works and pick Resident Evil Requiem right off the bat as my number one pick. James, what have you got to say about that?
It's all right.
I'm truthfully not sure about how Resident Evil Requiem is going to review, but I'm holding out a lot of hope. And there certainly seems to be a lot of buzz about it, and the early previews have been positive. So that's I'm backing them on that. All right, now I think I need to pick for you here, James. For the next select, next game at a draft management in the sidebar.
That felt quite personal, I must say.
Yeah, it was very targeted.
Yeah.
All right, James, what's going to be your pick?
I think I'm going to pick Saros, Ewan.
Nice. Great pick.
Won't sell anything, but I think it'll be a prestige title for Sony. So, you know,
I feel like they won a lot of favor with Returnal in the end. People, that kind of game, yeah, people were late to the party in that game, but it picked up a lot of momentum over time.
We'll see.
And obviously reviewed well as well. So I have high hopes for Saris. Okay, who's next in the list?
Shani Shan Shan, the pressure's on.
The reigning king.
Ape Escape, winner edition. I haven't even seen your publisher name. All right, Shannon, what game are you
picking? So I feel like one of the only good calls of last year, one of the only risky calls of last year was me picking Donkey Kong 3D platformer. And then obviously that played a big part in the proceedings. So I'm going to stick with that and pick unannounced 3D Mario platformer to kick things off.
Oh wow.
This year.
Hang on. I need to...
And use that to set my list up nicely.
Unannounced 3D... My mainline 3D Mario platformer?
Correct.
Did you not also pick this last year as well?
I think James did.
James picked it. And unfortunately, it did not serve him well.
Right, okay. I love that Shannon's straight out of the gate with an unannounced game. This makes me nervous. It makes me think he knows something that we all don't, which is exactly where we found ourselves last season as well. Ooh. Okay, that brings us to Harry. Harry, you didn't participate in the fantasy draft last year, but you were dead keen to take part this year. We're happy to have you. Take me through some of your strategy coming into this. Like, what mistakes did you see us make that you thought, that ain't going to be me?
Yeah, I think I'm just going to rely on what I think people are going to review well and not necessarily what I think is going to be good.
Okay, alrighty. So you're taking your personal bias out of it.
A little bit. My first game is going to be Marvel's Wolverine.
Nice. Great pick. I'm already crossing a lot off my list here.
That's a solid one.
That is a solid one. You're obviously optimistic that that's going to review well, Harry.
I think so. I mean, I feel like Insomniac are pretty reliable, and they're doing... Whenever they do something new, people seem to get pretty jazzed about it, so hopefully Wolverine is the same. But
they haven't had a flop in a long time, have they?
No, they haven't.
I am...
And this one has... Like, this has been in the oven for a while as well, so...
Mm-hmm. I am curious, like, seeing as it seems to be a more mature game, whether or not they kind of, like, translate to that all that well. But,
yeah, I feel like if they do, it has a lot of appeal and will come through in points for me, hopefully.
Yeah, yeah, I think that's a solid bet. All right, where are we at? Brody, last one.
Yes.
Round of picks. What are you thinking right now?
With my first pick, and I'm glad it made it through to me because it was going to be my first pick even if I went first, I'm taking Forza Horizon 6.
Ooh.
It's
a great shout.
I think it generally, it's a series that always reviews really well. It showed really well the other day at the Developer Direct. So yeah, I'm pretty jazzed to get that in my lineup.
I am so excited for this game. And it was high up on my list of preferred picks as well.
I will say a lot of the base building stuff, there's a lot of stuff in there that could, I guess, be more risky than previous games. So we'll see. We'll see.
The setting does an awful lot for me. I think, yeah. All right. You sound raring to go. You ready to pick your next game?
Me?
There's not a lot of games left that I want already.
Yep. I hate that I have to wait so long for my next pick. I hate this.
That's rough. I'm between two, but I'm going to go with my gut. And I'm going to say Fire Emblem Fortune's Weave. Based on nothing other than I think they review well.
Guy,
and I think
so you're,
people
just,
are...
you're playing purely for points here, yeah?
I feel like it could go
either
way.
Yeah, that's pretty much.
Wasn't Engage... What was Engage's meta?
Engage reviewed decent, but not as good as Three Houses.
The meta is...
But isn't this a sequel more in line with Three Houses?
Yeah, well... We don't know if it's just like a sequel or a prequel, but it's like in the same realm as Three Houses.
Engage was 80.
Well, I feel good about it. GDA is still on the table.
That's all that matters at the end of the day.
Oh, I've turned on the points projection. I didn't mean to do this. Alrighty. I think we are at... Back to you, Harry.
I think I'm also going to go for a risky one.
Okay.
An unannounced Witcher 3 expansion.
Oh. Ooh,
we can't do DLCs, I think.
If we can do expansions.
It's on there. It was on there.
I did see it on the list.
Oh, double... It's up to, yeah, probably not available. It's on the list, though. I think that might be... Yeah, it's outside of our rule set,
okay.
I'm afraid.
All good. In that case...
In that case,
crazy to me that this is something that's happening. Sorry, Harry, I'm talking over you. What were you saying?
No, it's fine. I think I will go Ace Combat 8.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
I've never played an Ace Combat game, but I know that 7 reviewed extremely well. And it's been,
I love when we go outside of what we know, but we're like...
It's been a minute since 7 came out as well, so, you know, I'm thinking that this could be the play.
I love when we do the number crunching and get stuck in the data and just go with the math rather than with our guts. I love it. All right, Shanda, what unannounced game have you got for us now?
No unannounced game. I'm gonna take Grand Theft Auto 6.
Oh, you bugger this. I was hoping it might sit there until it came back.
I didn't think it'd... I'm very happy with that. I didn't think it'd still be there, so that's... No. I'm happy with that play.
Now... There's a few naysayers kicking around Grand Theft Auto 6 nowadays, especially kind of given the tumultuous kind of time in development. Do you think it's still solid for this year or it could still come out?
Yeah, like I said, I think in my prediction, I think we're going to get at least the story component this year if all else fails. I think if anything online will be delayed, but I don't think that will bring it down in score. Tens across the board.
It is. It's coming out late.
Very
in the
happy.
Year.
Very happy.
November, right? So it's gonna be an agonizing wait. See if it pays off. But I would have claimed it had it come back to me. So I'm not gonna knock you too much for picking it now. James, your second pick. We're flying through this. I appreciate that.
I'm just gonna go. Let's go, Mina the Hollower.
Okay, all right, okay.
Oh, that's a good one.
It was on your list last year too, wasn't it?
Not the whole year.
Did it get dropped? Or was
and it needs
late
to hit,
edition,
doesn't it?
Then?
I dropped it at the end, so.
Yeah. It does need to hit. The studio has sort of been saying there's a lot riding on the release of the game, right? Okay, back to me now. Now, this puts me in a little bit of a tough spot because... you guys have really whittled my list down. I'm not going to lie. I'm starting to get nervous. I know you guys have been reading the tea leaves, checking out the points, past results, that kind of thing. I'm going to go with a studio that don't always produce hits, but when they do hit, man, do they hit. And the last game that they made in this sort of series was... Actually, no, that's not even true. But I really enjoyed... The last, that's not the last game they made necessarily, but the two before that, they were really
good.
Spit
it out.
So I'm going to pick Control Resonant. I think the first Control was fantastic. I'm not too scared off by the changes in the combat they're making this time. Alan Wake 2 was phenomenal. So I have a lot of hope that that game is going to be awesome. Oh, wait, that comes back to me again. I forgot about this. Oh, God, I needed more time to think. Okay, maybe this is where I get a little bit rogue and go off the beaten path a little bit. My next game, I'm gonna pick new announcement, but a lot of early hype, and that is Beast of Reincarnation, the new game from Game Freak. It looks really cool, and in many ways reminds me of Clair Obscur, which obviously punished me last year, so... I'm hoping that
James is shaking
on
his head
this time, but I'm going to pick Beast of Reincarnation. You're not so sure about that, James. Why not so sure?
We'll see.
Alrighty. Well, it's back to you, so you could show me how it's done.
I'm going to stick with my indie vibe at the moment. I'm going to go Minos. Okay. Minos. Minos.
Minos.
Yeah, from Devolver.
Minos?
Minos.
Oh, sorry. I am not familiar with this one.
It's a maze building roguelike.
Okay, alrighty. And in Devolver,
it's
we trust here on the Press Start
ball
podcast.
Pit,
so.
It's ball pit energy, I reckon.
Okay, alrighty. Who got you onto this one? Or is this just
no
your...
No one. Literally. What do you, why did it have to
own
be somebody?
Intuition.
No, I taste spirit.
I like... Yeah, okay. I 100% at Hades last week, so maybe it's like, you know, the Greek mythology. But it's meant to be. Mm.
Okay, alrighty. Shannon, we're back to you. Pick number three.
It's tricky. This is very tricky. It's
yeah.
It's going between heart and head at the moment, isn't it?
No.
It really is.
You know what? I'm gonna go big, and I'm going to say unannounced Half-Life game or Half-Life.
Oh,
I can't remember what it was
whoa.
On there as.
Whoa. I didn't think anyone was going to do it.
Shannon's got three genuine counterpicks on his list already.
Yeah.
It worked well for you last year, didn't it, hon?
Yeah, you're right.
He's swinging big. I respect it. Two unannounced titles on your list. Mm. Obviously, we talked about Half-Life a little bit on the podcast recently. I think our kind of general consensus is that where there's smoke, there's fire. But do you think this is like an imminent announcement? We're not far away from the Steam machine, right?
If it's ever going to happen, it's this year. So if there's ever a time to pick it, it's now, I think.
All right. Okay.
We'll see.
Harry, back to you for your third pick.
I'm going to go with... I have two games. Three, actually. Sorry, you go, Ewan.
I'm just saying, side note, I love that 007 First Light is just sat at the top of this list every time I pull up the screen. It's like,
and there it'll stay.
I can't see any of us picking
and
it.
And Pragmata.
Pragmata, yeah. Sorry, Harry.
That's okay. I'm going to go Vampire Crawlers.
Vampire Crawlers, great pick.
Just because I feel very confident that this is releasing at some stage this year, even if it gets delayed. And obviously, Survivors was a bit of a breakout hit. And, you know, people love a deck builder.
Yeah. Hard to imagine Lightning not striking twice there, I think. Like, given the success of Vampire Survivors, clearly know what they're doing over there. Mm-hmm. I think that's a pretty good bet. Back to you, Brody, for your third pick.
Okay.
Quickly followed.
So this is a game that I did have on my list last year, got counterpicked into keeping it because it didn't release, but I think it has to come out this year. I'm going to take Slay the Spire 2.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice. That was my other one.
Surely going to come out this year.
Surely has to. And then to
six,
go
right?
back in.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah. And then to go in for number four. I think I'm going to take... Mm-hmm. I'm going to take Mixtape. Really liked the first game this team put out. It's very much a my cup of tea sort of game. And I just feel like it's going to review well. Like, it's got that vibe about it. So I'm keen for it.
Nice. It certainly strikes me as your kind of game as well, too. Like that you're playing with your heart a little bit and not just your head. Harry, that means we're back to you.
Yes.
Slay the Spire 2 you wanted.
Yeah.
I think I kind of picked that one last year, Brody. I'm sorry about that. When there was all the talk about an early access period coming up beforehand, but that hadn't happened, I was like, there's no chance this game is coming out this year.
I'm going to do Onimusha. Way of the Sword.
Nice. Good pick.
Who invited Harry? Is all
sorry, James.
I must admit, I was surprised James hadn't picked that one yet, and I wondered if that was less, that was like head coming in over heart and going, it's not going to be.
Capcom have been so consistent recently. Yeah, Pragmata for me is a bit more of like a question mark. I think like they've done a pretty good job of bringing Onimusha back into like the conversation with like Warlords, and they did too as well. So I think it's sort of front and center, and yeah, Capcom recently have very rarely miss.
It's true. They're certainly on form at the moment. It's particularly in terms of like bringing back these kind of beloved IPs. So, yeah. James, you and I, excited for this one. But Shannon, it's back to you for your fourth pick.
Oh, it's getting hard.
It is getting hard.
You know what? I'm going to go with Fable.
Ooh.
Wow.
I think the bigger risk is it coming this year? I'm still skeptical, but I feel like
yeah, that's
at
the
least
risk,
at this point in time, it is well. Coming out this year. And yeah. It does show well, and Playground are very, very good. And it's been a long, long, long time, so I'm trusting in it.
The more I see of this game, the more I like it. That showing the other day was pretty fantastic. I must say, it seems to be getting that little bit more kind of love and attention from Xbox, it does feel closer. I guess who knows what could happen with development timelines and stuff, but it does feel like they're reasonably confident at this stage it'll land this year.
I think there's a risk of just negative Xbox... what's the word I'm looking for? Sentiment at the moment, which could hurt reviews, but
Xbox chat.
Xbox. This game's great, but you got to play it on a crappy ecosystem. So
it'll actually, be on PS5. It's on PS5. I'm sticking with it. 10.
Oh my gosh, I'm already getting nervous about it coming back to me. I don't know what I'm going to pick next, truth be told, but I've got a little bit more time to mull it over while, James, you pick your fourth game.
Fatal Frame 2, please.
Ooh.
Wow. Mm.
I reckon no one will review it, and the only people who do will be like super fans. So
sickos, yeah.
It's a good... Although, I will say, it's one of the best horror games, like, ever. So, I think people love horror at the moment, so...
It's... Yeah. Okay. I don't like this position that I'm in now, because I must admit, I'm flying more blind. And I don't... I've got some games on my list, but I kind of like, I'm not as familiar with them as I'd like. And I'm just kind of coming off vibes. I'm feeding off vibes from other people and what I'm hearing and where excitement levels are at. And that is why I'm going to go with Neo 3, which I think will come out soonest of all of the picks.
That's a safe 13 points.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm hoping for. But obviously a lot of excitement surrounding the game, right on the horizon. So I know there's some interest on that one. I'm hoping that it nets me some points. But it comes right back to me, and I'm always feeling underprepared for this. And then this might be another situation in which I fly a little blind. Actually, you know what? I'm going to go with my gut a little bit more. And say Super Meat Boy 3D here.
Wow.
Because Super Meat Boy, fantastic game. And amazing to see a comeback. I think it's going to translate really well to 3D space. And fans are going to love it. Who I can see sort of being the people to predominantly review this game. So that's going to be my next pick. Which only leaves me one more to put up on the board before I have to counter pick. But James, first up, it's back to you. What's it gonna be?
I don't know now. I'm gonna go...
I feel like those top two are very Jums games.
What are the top two? I'm actually looking at your screen. Chomping at the bit. Yeah, I know. But I think I'm gonna go... I'm gonna go Lego Batman.
Oh, okay. What? Didn't see that coming, I must admit.
Neither. I was gonna joke, but...
What's making you feel so positive about that game?
I don't know. Just that you picking Resident Evil first is like throwing me off completely.
At least you can review it now without any worries of bias or... Again.
I mean, I feel cheating. Like...
Again.
Yeah, anyway.
It was for me.
I've gone a little rogue this season, I must admit. I've gone against my instincts in many ways, which I thought might be a good decision. Shannon, back to you.
Oh, this is hard. You know what? I'm going to go Pokemon Pocopia.
Ooh.
It's a risky one. I feel like it's just... unknown territory, but let's roll with it. That could have paid off.
I admire the ambition from Shannon here. He's kind of doubled down.
Look,
I've
won, so I'm just swinging. Yeah. I'm swinging from the.
He doesn't care about the repeat. Where are we at? Harry, back to you for your fifth pick.
Romeo is a dead man.
Oh.
I feel like this is a little risky given, like, No More Heroes 3 didn't go... I don't think it reviewed as well as the first two games, but I also think...
All Grasshopper games are, like, mechanically awful, but artistically fun, and, like...
Yeah, and always, I do think that a risk. The previews for this game have been very promising so far, so I think it's probably going to be my risky pick, because I feel like if it pays off, it'll pay off big.
And similarly, like, a bit of a kind of cult following, potentially kind of landing the review positions here, which could maybe help out too. But yeah, I'm even without being part of that cult following, I'm interested in this game. It looks zany and a lot of fun. So maybe it has some broad appeal that works well for its review scores as well.
I think people are generally a bit more, like, open to wacky games like that in the last few years. There's been more stuff that's come out that have brought that stuff more into the mainstream. So I'm hoping that translates across.
All right, Brody, you're going to be closing out your picks here with your fifth and sixth choices. Do you know what they're going to be?
Yeah, not really. I'm sort of down to the dregs here. I'm going to say... I'm gonna pull out one that Shannon had last year, but has gone unpicked so far. I'm gonna go Mouse PI for Hire.
Oh, okay.
You can have it. I'm done with it. I don't have
it. I appreciate it. And the last one I might grab is, and I'm not sure if it's gonna come out this year, but I'm gonna take the punt because you just gotta risk it in this caper. I'm gonna go The Order of the Sinking Star, which is the new game from Jonathan Blow, who did Braid and The Witness.
Yeah.
It has previewed very well. So I'm, hopeful that gets out this year and gets me some points.
Yeah.
No Judas.
Very nice.
Not yet.
No Judas. Yeah.
Or Bioshock.
No. Definitely I wonder no if Brody's deliberately left some off of his draft to just like pick them up for $1 once the bidding opens.
I'm going to fill my list this week.
That's a word of warning to everyone, I guess. All right, Harry, your last draft for today.
I'm going to go Trails in the Sky. Oh, wait. Oh, yes, it should be there. I think it should be part of eligibility. Second chapter.
Yeah. Qualifies. I know nothing about this game. Tell me about it.
Yeah, so they're remaking the first Trails game, but they're splitting it up into chapters and expanding. But the first part came out last year and I think got 89 on Meta. It was like a bit of a sleeper pick. And I know people are really eager for this part of the remake. So I'm hoping, given it's part of the same project, it should carry across the same level of quality.
Would make sense. It's a good pick. Projector's points of 11 against it, so that bodes well. Shannon, your sixth and final pick for today.
I'm gonna go with this game for a few reasons. One, it's out very soon, so I feel like it's a good one to get on the list now.
It's Mario Tennis.
It's obviously
same.
It's obviously a favorite series of mine, and it is Mario Tennis Fever. I just feel like it's good to be able to back games that you want to do well and love. So
I respect that. Have Mario Tennis games reviewed in the past?
Hot and cold, but this is the Mario Tennis game of all Mario Tennis games. Full story, more characters than ever. It's time. It's the Switch 2 system seller we've all been waiting for.
The last one was 75. So hopefully better than that.
I think it's going to be a good game. If it's a 10, it'll surprise me nicely.
I respect it. I've got to respect it. You're going with your gut. That's all I'm doing today.
I was laughed at last year, and look what happened.
It's very true. James, back to you for your final pick.
We'll just
I got no idea what I'm doing right now.
Let's go
Pragmata. You want to just put Pragmata in? Okay.
Yeah. The demo was cool. I just think there's something, like, it's going to be, like, really cool concept, but, like, really short or something. But, I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. Ugh, man, okay. I'm kind of in a spot here, because I'm tempted to
there's
do
so many good games left.
Unannounced. Yeah, there are a lot of games left still. I'm tempted to do something unannounced or, like, unconfirmed for this year, but I'm thinking about just kind of playing safe, or at least, like, where excitement's at. Oh, I don't know.
Who are we to doubt IO Interactive, quite honestly? Pick Bond.
Look, I would normally, but I just think the showings of that have been a bit... and I'm sure it's fine, yeah. But, like, in a game where the stakes are so high, I don't want to just make frivolous decisions.
Frivolous decisions.
I'm surprised no one went Dusk. Do people not think it's coming this year, Duskbloods?
I don't think Duskbloods is this
that's year. That's on my list. I reckon it is this year, but I'm just going to wait for... we've seen one trailer. Like, you know, I don't...
It is a bit of an unknown quantity at the moment, even though it's from
My reason against Duskbloods is that I got a little bit burned by my Night Rain pick last year. So I was tempted to just steer clear of that. I say a little bit burned, but like it just didn't do as well as I thought it was going to be.
I mean, actually, why am I telling you? No, you can sort it out.
Really padding the runtime.
I think I'm gonna. Well, I'm tossing stuff up right now. I'm trying to vamp and buy myself a little bit of time. Look, I think I'm just going to go Phantom Blade Zero as my pick. I'm hovering over the select button momentarily.
Are you sure?
Done. Are you sure?
I did my research going into this. I'm eager to just, like, play to the math and stick with projections and stick with hype.
It's a few of the same games you've got going on there, Yui.
Keep to my list. I know, and this is what did me wrong last year as well, was kind of like putting all my eggs into one basket, but...
It's also like, maybe people are tired of that genre, there's a lot of those games coming out.
I know. I could always drop
it.
Drop it down the line.
You might not be able to drop it.
Okay. Are we now at counter picks, I think?
Yeah, bro.
Should we recap our teams first?
We can recap our teams. So I have Resident Evil Requiem, Control Resonant, Beast of Reincarnation, Neo 3, Super Meat Boy 3D, and Phantom Blade Zero. James, you have... Throwing to you.
I can't read it. Oh, here we go. Saros, Mina the Hollower, Minos, Fatal Frame 2, Crimson Butterfly Remake, Lego Batman, Legacy of the Dark Knight, and Pragmata.
Shannon, you've picked?
Unannounced mainline 3D Mario platformer, Grand Theft Auto 6. Unannounced Half-Life game, Fable, Pokemon, Pokopia, Mario Tennis Fever. What a list. What a diverse list.
And Harry, in your first season of Fantasy Critic, you've got?
Marvel's Wolverine, Ace Combat 8, Wings of Thieve, Vampire Crawlers, Onimusha, Way of the Sword, Romeo is a Dead Man, and Trails in the Sky, second chapter.
It's such diverse lists. I love it. And then rounding us out, Brody, you've got?
I've got Forza Horizon 6, Fire Emblem Fortune's Weave, Slay the Spire 2, Mixtape, Mouse PI for Hire, and Order of the Sinking Star.
Nice. I'm particularly jealous you've got Forza Horizon 6 there, but I'll live with it. Okay, so I think... In drafting the game for the next player, that's then going to, load the counter picks. Prody, you get to kick us off with the counter picks. What do you want to do?
Am I the first counter pick? Can you just go back down so I can see the other four teams, please? I just need a...
Is that coming through? Can you see that?
I mean, you can open it on computer.
Oh, that's true. I could refresh. You're right. Look, you're right, James. Okay, bear with me.
What happens if you click that? No.
Hang on. I think there's something wrong with me sharing my screen. Share something else. Let's just share the window. Not the window, the screen. Here we go. All right, let's try this.
All right. This is tricky. Like, there's a few that I want to counterpick, but again, to Shannon's point, I really was burnt by Donkey Kong last year. So, as unlikely as I think it is that they go back to, like, say, Odyssey or Galaxy this soon, I'm going to steer away from that, and I have to believe that Half-Life comes out this year. So, with that in mind, I think I'm going to counterpick Romeo as a Dead Man. I just don't necessarily have the belief in it. I think it looks cool. I think it's very stylish, but I just don't know. To James's point, I think those games tend to be kind of technical messes under the hood and stuff like that, and I think you really have to try hard to find the fun. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, just a reminder how that works for everyone. That game's now locked off, so Harry's unable to drop it, and Brody will lose whatever points that game receives.
Yeah. Which will probably be fucking 99.
Hopefully it doesn't burn you in the way the Clair Obscur is going to be. Alrighty. Next account to pick is you, Harry. You going to pay back Brody here? And
no.
Why are you hovering over Mario Tennis Fever?
I'm worried about... He's just suggesting to me to take Mario Tennis Fever. No. I won't stray away from the 3D Mario platformer. I don't think that's happening. So I'm going to counterpick, the mainline 3D Mario platformer.
That would have been my pick as well.
What do you think Nintendo's holiday game is, Harry?
I'm not sure, but it's not a 3D Mario game.
Yoshi and the Forbidden Book or whatever.
I think they've got a lot of Zelda locked and loaded, probably some Pokemon stuff, but I would be floored if we saw a 3D Mario game this year.
I leaked it to you, Shannon, earlier.
Is this some cheating going on here?
No,
this...
I literally said... It's like
yeah, Princess James Peach. Is Nintendo.
Princess Peach Showtime, Daisy's Big Day. It's the Switch 2 upgrade.
Daisy's Big Day.
Yep.
Alrighty, Shannon, it's your turn to counterpick. What are you feeling?
What is Minos?
Oh,
he's just heard of half of these games.
He's like,
it's a roguelike
game,
maze
not the person. Shannon is all I'm going to say.
Yeah, well, no. I think you need an even spread of counter picks to give yourself the best.
I don't know if that necessarily.
No, that's not true.
Works. Exactly. Yeah.
God, I'm sweaty.
can I quickly see Brody's list?
You want to specifically see Brody's list?
Well, okay. I just... Because I think Brody's
not,
list is
he's
good.
He's not concerned about the game. He's concerned about the person.
Ah, you're going after the... Yeah, okay. Go Mouse BI for hire. Just double down on that.
That would be funny.
Lots of unknowns in that Order of the Sinking Stars.
I'm going to go Lego Batman because I don't think that's going to come out this year.
Okay.
Lego Batman.
Lego Batman. Not the direction I saw you going, but I respect it.
What a dog.
That's done.
No dropping that now, James. What do you want to counter pick, though?
The easiest pick of my life, and I can't believe nobody's picked this. Beast of Reincarnation, please, Ewan, for fucking 3 points.
I was hoping I was going to be able to drop this when it gets delayed.
It's going to be delayed or it's going to like run like shit. And people are very sensitive to that. And it's Xbox backed, which also has, unfortunately.
Yeah, but this is the game Game Freak always wanted to make when they were otherwise tied up making Pokemon games. It's a
That's
passion
people
project.
About, people like, said that about Harmony.
Finally
and
coming
it wasn't
to fruition.
The same. Like, you haven't done your research, Yui.
I maybe should have. Save that.
To be honest, I would love to be wrong. It does look good. I just don't have faith. I feel like the showing that they had recently wasn't even that good. Like, I don't see improvement from showing to showing.
Corner of TikTok that I'm on.
Some scathing commentary from James.
Well, if the corner of TikTok says, it must be true.
Okay, so that just leaves my counterpick, which I'm kind of in... two minds about. I'll say this, Shannon, it's definitely coming your way. My
Again,
toss-up,
please, this worked for me last year.
My
handsomely.
Toss-up is between Pokemon Pokopia, which I just see as being really mid and not lose me an awful lot of points, or Half-Life just being an absolute pipe dream and not coming out this year. Which is a big gamble.
Please.
That
Both
could
are
be
very
zero,
good.
Or it could be 25 points that I lose.
You know, you could always do both. You could do your other counter pick right after this, I think.
That's true.
Do Half-Life. I want both of them to be my all-ins. I'm happy for them to be all-ins. Go on.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to pick
sitting so close.
I think we're all a little bit delulu about Half-Life. I know it makes for some good YouTube thumbnails, but...
It could also come out and still be... not as good as everyone thinks, which is a possibility.
No,
I'm not worried. No, I'm far more worried about it.
They haven't made a game for like how long? Like there is. I think that's reasonable.
It's like riding a bike, mate.
I mean, you could say that about Half-Life Alyx, but like,
no, they literally made that like 6 or 7 years ago.
But all the games, 6 or 7, all the games have had like a good like thing to hoist themselves on in terms of like. You know, the first game had a story, the second game had the physics, like Alyx had VR. When we don't have any gimmicks to hoist ourselves on, what do we have?
How do you know there's no gimmicks?
How do you know there's no hoistable gimmicks left? Yeah.
We'll see.
We will see.
Well, the fact James is in my corner makes me feel a little bit more confident with that counter.
Oh, to be clear, I was not in your corner. I was in mine. I mean, obviously, like, as a friend of Brody's, I would love for it to be good because I would have my heart broken if, like,
I'd love for
RE9
it to be real.
Sucked. But, yeah, well, that's the first step, I guess. I don't know. Who knows? Maybe it'll be shit, but then Bioshock will come and save the day. Although that didn't have a story last year, so I don't know.
All I'm saying is when Mario and Half-Life are announced, I'm going to be feeling good. That's it.
Oh, well, I'm happy for you.
We'll see if that's true.
Hate that we've really set up Shannon for some ultimate gloating if this all pans out in his direction. That concerns me.
It's the dopamine hit that he needs.
It is. It's true.
All right. Well, everyone's draft is locked in. Counterpicks are done. Looking in terms of the projected points, which matter for little, I'll say. It's purely just speculation at this point. It does put me in first place, which I don't...
It put me in first last year, Ewan, so don't... Season. Let's not get carried away.
Yeah. Did you finish last in the end, Brody, or did I finish
fourth.
Last?
Fourth. I beat you. Remember. I beat you.
You beat me. Okay. I came last. Maybe not looking good there. We've got James projected in second, Brody in third, Harry in fourth, and Shannon, last year's winner, currently bringing up the back. But let's just say if some unannounced games do in fact land this year, Shannon will be laughing all the way to the bank. There we go. That's it. Harry, for your first time drafting in Fancy Critic, how do you think that went?
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good, you know. I'll see what we can fill out the rest of our list with, but... I'm happy with my picks and my
calendar. And Brody, do you think you're jumping back in straight after this and making some bids?
I can hear the kids going mentals, but I'll probably get in tonight and maybe put a few bids down.
So just a reminder for those how those work. We've obviously got 6 more spots in our list to fill up as the year goes. So every week we can bid for another game or another newly announced title. And then those bids will close, I think, on a Saturday night or a Sunday morning our time. And they'll finalize, and whoever has bid the most, it's all secret, all the bids, it's all secret. Whoever's bid the most will secure that game. So Shannon, in answer to your question, how everyone spent all their money last year, they were bidding more on the games that came out than you. You were just, I guess, not bidding or bidding a dollar every time on games that people didn't want.
You say that like it's a shot, but I won. So I don't know.
Let's see how it goes this season, all right? All right, but now it's time for What the Wiki, the Press Start Podcast game show. The previous week, previous week's winner is part of a Wikipedia page for an unknown game, and we, the contestants, must guess the game. A point is awarded for each correct guess, with the round concluding after someone's bagged themselves 2 points. As last week's winner, Shannon, will be in the hosting chair today. James, you're currently in the lead on 4 points. Shannon just behind on 3 points. I am in third on 1 point. Brody yet to enter the scoring, as is Harry. But it could all change today. Shannon, as last week's winner, you are today's host. Take it away when you're ready.
Yeah, let's do it. The game is an upcoming side-scrolling platform game set primarily in a living encyclopedia.
James.
Yes, James.
So enthused.
Is it Yoshi and the Mysterious Book?
It is Yoshi and the Mysterious
Oh my god. Book.
Well done, James.
Dreading Thank the you. Clean sweep.
I love the how like everyone in the room is like so angry looking.
Stop picking James coded games. He's got enough.
What do you
points.
Mean? It's a video game comes out in the next 3 months. Like that's not a James coded game. No, he's trying to pick like desperately scrambling. To
no,
pick
I just sports. I don't know yeah. how to. Yeah. No, 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 no.
He just
not.
Makes it up on the fly every time.
He's about to invent a game.
This is the first free piece of downloadable content for the game and was revealed in an animated teaser trailer.
Ewan?
It is.
Is this Ghost of Yotei Legends?
No, but that is oh, a very damn. Ewan pick. This was put in there for you, Ewan.
That's kind of why I Harry. Stab at that. I hope I've not missed my chance.
Yes, Harry.
Is it Hollow Knight Silksong Sea of Sorrows?
Oh, bugger.
It is Hollow Knight Silksong Sea of Sorrow. Singular. Cool. Sorrow, I will singular. Pay that for you, Harry.
Thank you.
Just for
oh,
you.
Oh, wow. Yeah, okay.
It's all happening on Eric, the line stack, isn't it?
We're in your hands.
Oh, my God. Hurry up.
Oh my we can God. Edit this.
Shut up. Camp. We've established the start.
No.
I'm full of the cold.
The game is set 14 years before the events of the original game.
Brody.
Following... Yes, Brody.
Is this Gears of War E-Day?
It is Gears of War E-Day. It's really locked and loaded now, isn't it?
The fix is in.
Can we have another Ewan game?
Let's just make it so Harry gets
this
it so that he has to keep
game is a multiplayer action role-playing game that features PvP and PvE
James.
Gameplay for up to 8 participants.
James.
Yes, James.
Is it Duskbloods?
It is the Duskbloods. Well done, James.
He
so they were the games
the,
I had
I
left in
recap.
My list.
Oh, cute. That's really
very clever.
Clever.
Just using
that.
The list mm. in a great yeah. way. Dynamic.
I mean, you probably shouldn't tell us your list, though, because you can still yeah. add games to it.
I mean, no, that's fine. For the
well,
podcast.
No. Those well, six will do.
Do you have a chance? Do you want an opportunity to win a point?
Of course I do.
You could have said no. That would be a real upset. You have two categories. It's Ape Escape 2 or Ape Escape 3. I figure that you
I'm
know enough
say,
about Ape Escape 1. So.
Ape Escape 2, I would say.
Okay, who is the main playable character in Ape Escape 2? Spike, Jimmy, Kay, or Jake?
Good fake names. They could all be
yeah.
real.
I don't... Yeah. Well, that's throwing... It's not Spike, is it?
I don't know, is it?
You can't eliminate
I don't know.
One of the answers.
Can
is
I have a
50-50?
Yeah,
no, you get one.
You get one 50-50.
Thank you for giving me
Why
four
I think
multiple
it's
choice options, but I would rather
K.
just have
I
two.
Think it's K.
It is Jimmy. Unfortunately,
oh.
Shani.
Oh.
I'm so sorry.
Well, what a fake
yeah,
Ape Escape fair.
I know. What a literal
fake escape.
I agree. Yeah.
Yeah. Moving on.
Oh. Cool.
Just can't handle not winning, can he?
He is Spike's cousin. For all the lore nuts out there, all the fans.
Oh, wow. There you go.
Oh, shit. You went
deep. Well, with that, let's bring an end to what was this week's episode of the Press Start podcast. Subscribe to us on Listener or the podcast service of your choice. Follow us at press.au and visit the site at press.com.au. We've been joined today by Shannon.
Yeah, you can follow me at Shannon Rixty on everything.
Joining us today was also Brody.
Thank you. You can follow me on most things at Brody_DG.
James.
You can find me on Twitter at JamesATJMZ, and then I'm on Blue Sky as well.
And Harry.
Yeah, you can find me on socials at Harry_Callow.
And I've been your host, Ewan. You can follow me under socials at Ewan_Roxborough. We'll be back again next week. And until then, happy gaming.
Bye.
Bye.